You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, it is. It's about time for your miracle. Radio broadcast with Apostle Curtis Watkins coming from WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for your miracle in Cypress audience. It's about time for it. Come on. It's about time to come over, come cross, come through, and come out. Guess why? Because our God reigns, our God lives. No matter what's going on in your life today, he's still who he say he is. Again, this is your host this morning, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. Right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Come on, we're looking forward to seeing you. We're looking forward to seeing you. Come be with us in our services. Amen. You will hear more about our services time in a few minutes, and where some of the services will be held. Listen, we want to thank God for you this morning. Thank God for you if you're driving, and thank God for you got your radio on. If you're sitting at home and you're tuning into the radio broadcast in your den, in your living room, in your bedroom, thank God for you. Thank God for you. Are you watching by Cypress audience? Thank God for you coming on. Amen. It's about time for your miracle. Again, we can't stress that enough. It's about time for your miracle. You need a miracle? Try Jesus. You need a miracle? Ask him. He'll give it to you. Oh, praise our God. No matter what situation you're in, God will deliver. God will bring you out. God will give you hope for tomorrow, because he is hope. He'll give you peace in the midst of a storm. Hallelujah. He'll give you joy in the midst of sadness. Praise our God. He's still able to do us a sin above all we think or ask. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Come on. Can you go with me into a word of prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for one more opportunity. We thank you for one more time. We thank you for one more day. We thank you how you woke us up this morning. We was closed in our right mind. We had the activity of our limbs. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Blood running warm in our veins, Father. We thank you, God, because you woke us up, God. Someone had to work today, God. You started on a daily occupation, God. You started us on our daily occupation. Those that didn't have to work. Some got to take care of businesses today, God. Business today, God. Some, God, going through bereavement time, God. We ask you to be with them, cover them in your blood. Some in sickness, God. Some heal. We thank you that you're healing them, God, right now as they believe you and take you at your word, Father. We thank you today, God, and we give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Listen, again, we want to thank God for you joining in with us. Amen. At this time, hallelujah, our radio broadcast coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. Right there, hallelujah, on South Street. We are there. We are there. Amen. And we believe God. Amen. Meet us there. Beat us there. And get your miracle. Praise God. Your miracle is now. All you got to do is believe, God. All you got to do is believe and receive, and it shall be yours for the asking. Praise our God. Listen, we want to continue to pray for those that are going through bereavement hour. We want to continue to pray for those that are going through, amen, within their bodies. We know that God is a healer and he is a deliverer. Praise God. We want to keep the Murray family in prayer. Praise our God. Amen. Keep the Murray family in prayer as they walk through this difficult time right now. Praise God. In the passing of Miss Olivia Murray. Amen. We want to pray for her family, her grandson. Pray for her nieces and nephews, God, and the rest of the Murray family as they go through this time. Amen. We're praying for you and with you, that God will see you through. Also, we want to pray for the Cobb family. Amen. Tommy, amen. We're praying for you. Amen. In the passing of Mrs. Cobb's. Amen. Right there on W.C. Stafford Street. We want to begin to keep them in prayer as they go through this difficult time. Amen. Hallelujah. Also, we want to keep the Lowe family in prayer in the passing of Miss Jessie Lowe. Amen. Hallelujah. Miss Jessie Lowe was a faithful member, amen, of the Primitive Baptist Church in Mills. And she was also just come by and check on us. Amen. We worked together for years. Amen. Sweet lady. Amen. We want to keep the family in prayer, her nephews and her nieces and the Lowe family as they go through this difficult time. The funeral service for Mrs. Jessie Lowe will be on Saturday. Saturday viewing is at 10 and at 10 o'clock at the Primitive Baptist Church right there in St. John Primitive Baptist Church right there in Mims. And the service will be following at 11 o'clock. Amen. So come on, be with them. Amen. Be with his family. So the homegoing service for Mrs. Murray will be on Thursday. Amen. Thursday at 1 o'clock, Bethlehem Baptist Church right there in Titusville. That's Thursday. Amen. Thursday. So we're looking to see these families and put our arms around them. Come on and let's love on them. We want to say, also, amen, give you some announcements of what's going to go on. We do say happy birthday to all of you that celebrate the birthday, celebrating the birthday or have celebrated the birthday in the month of June. Praise our God and anniversaries. Guess what? Yours truly got a birthday coming up. Amen. Got a birthday coming up next week, the 18th. Amen. And thank God he has allowed me to see this far. Thank God, and we will see some more. Amen. And to all of you, we do want to say happy birthday to Pastor Sabrina Clark. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Also celebrating a birthday in this month. Amen. And those are somebody else that I may not know that you know, we say happy birthday to you. Amen. And we want to send out our condolence again to these bereaved families. Amen. Hallelujah. That God will see you through. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it is, God will see you through. We give God the praise and we give him the glory and the honor again. Amen. Listen, get ready. Get ready. We want to thank God for all of you that came out to be with us in the celebration of Apostle Elizabeth Haywood on Friday night. Oh, my God. It was such a honor and a privilege to be there. And I'm telling you, God moved in the services. Yes, he did. I'm telling you, he moved so mightily. You have to go back and see the clipping of the video, how God moved in Cypress audience. Oh, my God. It was something in the place. I mean, all week long. Praise our God. Then Saturday, we want to thank God for Apostle Antoine Brown up under the gospel tent on Saturday in Melbourne, Florida. It was something under that tent. Amen. Hallelujah. On Saturday. Praise God. I'm telling you, God moved. So Saturday night, God moved. Then we were right back there Sunday. The Holy Ghost moved up under the tent. Amen. We had the Pool of Bethesda. Oh, my God, if you've never been in one of those services, Jesus, have mercy. Things begin to happen. People were getting in the water. They was getting delivered. They was getting healed. Amen. People were receiving. Amen. They got saved. I'm telling you, it was something up under the gospel tent on Saturday and Sunday. And I'm quite sure they'll be there tonight. Amen. They were there all week long. Praise our God. My understanding, Bishop Hatcher was there. Praise our God. The alleys was there. Oh, my God. It was just phenomenal. Under the tent every night, I believe God moved every night. So we're asking you, come and be with them when you get a chance up under the gospel tent right there in Melbourne. Come on. Hallelujah. There's something about the tent revivals. It's different from being inside. Yes, it is. It's a different anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. Greater power. Not that it's not greater in the building, but it's just something about those tent services. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, come be with them. Go be with them if you get a chance on tonight. Again, right there in Melbourne. Hallelujah. Up under the gospel tent. Right there. Praise our God. Listen, Sunday morning, we will be right at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. Hallelujah. God will be moving. Praise our God. As usual, great and mightily. We want to see you there in our services. You can come be with us in our Sunday school. Sunday school start at 9:30. Come on. Come and be with us in our morning worship, 11 o'clock. Amen. We'll be the Women's Day. Praise God, they selected me to speak. I want you to come and be with us. Amen. Then Sunday at 5 o'clock, they will have a Women's Day service. Amen. Program. I want you to come and be with them at 5. If you can't be with us at 11, come be with us at 5. Right there, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I want to see you in the place. I want to see you. I need to see you. I need to meet some of you that's been on Cypress Audience. Some of you are saying, well, I really don't have to come because I can watch it on Cypress Audience in the comforts of my home. It ain't nothing like being in the presence. It's nothing like being in the presence. Yes, Cypress Audience give you some. And sometimes we have to clip it off because God don't allow us to put everything on. So you need to come and be with us. Be with us in our services. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to look to see you. Listen, also starting Monday night, I think it's the 15th. Oh, it started our holy convocation. Oh, my God, for 2026. Oh, it starts on Monday night. It's going to be something this year. Amen. Hallelujah. Got great speakers lined up coming in to be with us. Amen. During the night service and then on the day sessions, we got speakers coming in right there local with us. Praise our God. Hallelujah. The day session, we said on the flyer, it's going to start at 10, but we might back it up to 11. Give you a chance to really get yourself together. Then we're going to be there again at night. The night service at 7. You don't want to miss none of these services. If you can, the morning service and then the evening service. Again, that starts our holy convocation for 2026. You don't want to miss it. Oh, it's going to be something in the place every night. They're coming in from everywhere. Hallelujah. Just to gather for holy convocation. Praise God. You want to be with us. You want to be with us and join us. Amen. Again on our holy convocation starting Monday night. Oh, praise God. It's going to be something in the house. It's going to be power in the house. The Holy Ghost shall fall like rain. The Holy Ghost shall move greater than in a freight train. Praise God. The Holy Ghost is going to be speaking through each speaker every night and in the day services. I'm looking to see you come be with us. Amen. Again, in our 2026 holy convocation. Amen. For this year, I'm going to look to see you, my friend. I'm going to look to see you, my neighbor. Come on, I'm going to look to see you, my brother, my sister. I'm going to look to see you, my clergy friends. We're going to look to see you. Come be with us. Amen. Come be with us from all over in our holy convocation this year. Praise God. Looking to see you and you. Praise God. We do honor Lady Watkins. Amen. Thank God for her. First Lady, amen, that's going to be doing the services at 5 o'clock. Have a Women's Day service. Sunday, we're going to look to see you there. Come and meet us there at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Come on, hallelujah. Right there, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. Praise God. Those are some of our little announcements that we have, and we want to see you in the place. I want to see you in the place again. I thank God for you, you and you. We do honor you today, all of you that's listening. Thank God for you. I might not know your name. I might not never seen your face. And you're tuning in faithfully every day, every Monday and every Friday to the radio broadcast of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Thank you from tuning in. because I believe that God has a word for you. I believe that God will meet your needs, amen, through the listening, through the radio broadcast. There will be a word that will meet your needs. There will be a word that will lift you up and heal you and set you free. Praise God. Again, we want to keep these families in prayer. We want to keep you in prayer because we believe and we know that prayer works. Come on, you got to believe. You got to believe. Amen. We want to talk about the Holy Ghost. We want to talk about the Holy Ghost this day. Amen. On today, we want to talk about the Holy Ghost. See, it's very important. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost is a keeper. The Holy Ghost is a leader. The Holy Ghost is a guider. The Holy Ghost will keep you. Praise our God. And they lead you and guide you into all truth. We need the Holy Ghost. We know we just left out of Pentecost. Amen. And that was talking about during the birthing of the church. Amen. When the church was really birthed. Amen. Praise God with God. And he told them to go into the upper room and wait till you be endowed with power on high. And the Bible said the Holy Ghost came in like a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting in. And it come on, it appeared up unto them, closing tongues of fire. And it set up on each one of them that were in there. And they began to speak with unknown tongues. Praise our God. We want to talk about the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a gift. All you got to do is receive it. If I say to you that I have something for you, all you got to do what is come and receive it. Get it. Pick it up. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to try to figure it out. We try to figure out what the gifts are. But the Holy Ghost is a gift to you and I. You need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. It leads us. It guides us. The Holy Ghost keep us. Come on. The Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. You say, well, I just go to church. I just go, well, to the place of worship because we are the church. I just go to a place of worship, and I just sit there and I listen. I listen, and I'm emptying because you need to receive the Holy Ghost. We need to receive the Holy Ghost. Praise our God. I'm going to show you. Come on. In the book of Acts, where it talks about where Paul had went to them. Amen. Praise our God. In the book of Acts, the 19th chapter, praise our God. And it talks about the Holy Ghost. It talks about the Holy Ghost. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then it said, and it came to pass that while Corinth, Paul had passed through. He passed through it upon the cross. It came to Sherea, of course, and found the Christ disciples. And he asked a question. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost? Have you received the Holy Ghost? Have you received? The question is out there today. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Come on. Not nothing else. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? This is what's wrong now. We're coming to the place. We're coming to the building, but we're not believing like we should because we have not yet received the Holy Ghost in the fullness. Come on, in the fullness. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And it says in the third verse right here, it says, and he said unto them, and he said unto them, unto you, to them, where ye, have you received the Holy Ghost? Says, yeah, where ye were baptized. And they said unto John baptism, unto John baptism. Come on. It said unto John baptism, we need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. We need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. So when we're going through, we're kept, it's a leader, it's a guider. People don't realize how important the Holy Ghost is with on the inside of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Again, I want to back up to this verse, the second verse. And it says, and he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said, and they said unto him, we have not. That's why I skipped down. I'm sorry. They said unto him, we have not so much as heard wherein there be any Holy Ghost. They hadn't heard about it. They hadn't heard about it. See, you got to hear about the Holy Ghost. You got to hear about the Holy Ghost. They had not heard about it. They didn't know what the Holy Ghost was. The Holy Ghost is a gift. The Holy Ghost came. The Holy Ghost came, which is Jesus. He came. He died. He sacrificed his life to come to live into us, to guide us, to lead us, to keep us. The Holy Ghost. People say, well, you could be saved, but you don't need the Holy Ghost. Yes, you do. You need the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost does what? Again, lead you, guide you, and keep you, and direct you into what? All truth. See, we got to go back and start teaching the Holy Ghost. We could go back and teach. Yes, I know it's got so wide now. We're teaching about prosperity, and we're teaching about home living and all this kind of stuff. Yes, but we got to go back and start teaching the basic foundation of holiness and how to receive the Holy Ghost and how to maintain the Holy Ghost. Come on. Hallelujah. And then guess what? All these other things is going to be added to us. Come on. They're going to be added to us. What's going to be added to us? Prosperity is going to be added to us. Because why? We got the Holy Ghost, and it's going to teach us. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. The Holy Ghost is a leader. The Holy Ghost is a guider. The Holy Ghost is a comforter. All in one. Come on. This is why you got to receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not, come on, somebody. I know I'm going to get into it. The Holy Ghost is not your organization that you're in because you belong to this body. You belong to that body. That's not the Holy Ghost. Come on. Because if it was the Holy Ghost, because if it was the Holy Ghost, you wouldn't leave it. That organization, if that was the Holy Ghost, come on. So this is why you can lead the organization when things don't go right for you or you don't want to be there no more because you're leaving the organization. But when you got the Holy Ghost, come on, you can't leave the Holy Ghost. You can't leave the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost won't leave you. Come on. If you would like the Holy Ghost to stay there, he's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on you. He will stay there. Come on. But the Holy Ghost will keep you from what? Coming from what you believe. Because this is why people are falling away from what they believe now. Because guess what? The Holy Ghost is not residing in them no more longer. They're not talking about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a gift. Again, the Holy Ghost is a gift. All you got to do is receive. You heard what he said right there. They said they have not heard so much us, the Holy Ghost. They hadn't heard nobody talk about it. So here come Paul talking about the Holy Ghost. Then he talks about what baptism. It talks about they were baptized unto John baptism. But we're talking about the indwelling of being baptized of the Holy Ghost in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Hallelujah. Remember when Jesus came unto John? Amen. And John was baptized in the river. Remember what Jesus said? And John looked up and saw him afar away. And John looked and said, now behold the Lamb. Come on here. That came. I'm not worthy to undo his shoes. But then Jesus said to John, he said, I need to be baptized. John said, no, I need to be baptized of thee. Come on. Hallelujah. But then John baptized Jesus. And the scripture said when Jesus came up out the water, a dove came and appeared up on the shore, said, this is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased in. Hallelujah. Come on. So this is what the Holy Ghost is coming. Come on. You shall receive power. You shall receive power. This is why the body of Christ, not the organizations. Come on. This is why not your surroundings and all this stuff you in. Your clubs and your things what you don't join. That's not the Holy Ghost. Come on. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come up on you. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You shall receive power. The body of Christ is powerless now because they're not teaching the Holy Ghost. We're teaching everything else. Y'all ain't going to get no witnesses out here today. We're teaching everything else. We're telling them how to maintain through life. You can't make through life without the Holy Ghost. We're telling them how they can become successful. You can't be successful without the Holy Ghost giving you wisdom how to maintain. Oh, I know somebody said, well, I'm successful. I don't have the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about in the spirit realm. I'm talking about in the spirit realm. See, we are focusing on more material things. What does it prosper a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? I'm not talking about that. When you get the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, you can be prosperous in the natural and still not happy. Uh-oh. You could be prosperous in the natural and still going through. Yes. And you can say, well, we got the Holy Ghost and we still yet going through. Okay, yes, we still going through. But hold it there. Put a pin there. Guess what? The Holy Ghost comforts you. It leads you. It guides you. Even though you yet going through, the Holy Ghost will lead you, guide you, and comfort you while you're going through. The Holy Ghost will keep you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. The book of Jude talks about, say, now unto him that is able to do what? Keep us from falling. And to do what? Present us faultless before the only wise God, our Savior. We need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost, brother. You need the Holy Ghost, sister. You need the Holy Ghost, pastor. You need the Holy Ghost, church mother. You need the Holy Ghost, evangelist. You state evangelist. You need the Holy Ghost, state mother. You need the Holy Ghost, bishop. Come on, you need the Holy Ghost. Apostle, you need the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, we can't do nothing. Without the Holy Ghost, we can't do nothing. Without the Holy Ghost, praise our God, leading us and guiding us and keeping us, we will go astray. Come on, the church has got powerless because we have took the Holy Ghost and we try to replace the Holy Ghost with other things. Come on, we'll have a meeting, but we won't allow God to come in. We'll have a meeting and we'll discuss things, but we won't allow the Holy Ghost to lead us, direct us, and guide us in the meeting. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me out there. The Holy Ghost, again, hallelujah. He asked the question, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Uh-oh. Have you received the Holy Ghost? The question is, have I received the Holy Ghost since I believe? Yes. Come on. All the Holy Ghost is a gift. That's all it is. Come on. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. He breathed upon them. He breathed upon them. Hallelujah. And he told them to receive ye the Holy Ghost. Come on. Hallelujah. I can't take you in a room and teach you how to speak in tongues. I can't take you in there and say, read this, and you begin to speak in tongues. But the Holy Ghost, come on here, calls us to speak in tongues as the Spirit give utterance. Come on, hallelujah, as the Spirit give utterance. As we were in the book of Acts, he told them to go. The Holy Ghost is a promise. He told them to go into the upper room and wait until you be what? Endowed with power on high. Power. The Holy Ghost is power. The Holy Ghost is medunis. My power. And you got to stir up. Some of you got the Holy Ghost in you, but you got to believe it and you got to receive it and stir up the gift that's on the inside of you. Praise God. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. You want to be prosperous. Come on. You want this to happen. You want that to happen. Allow the gift that's in you. Allow the gift to come in you, and it'll make your way prosperous. Yes, it will. It'll open up doors for you. The gift of the Holy Ghost. Come on. It will keep you. It will lead you. It will guide you. Come on. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. I ain't got no witnesses out there. Because when you start talking about the Holy Ghost, we could talk about everything else. Oh, it'll be hearts will be going up. We'll be talking about other stuff. But when you begin to talk about the Holy Ghost and what the Holy Ghost is and what the Holy Ghost leads you and guides you. See, nobody really wants the Holy Ghost because you got to give an account for. You got to give an account for what you have received and what you have heard. Uh-oh. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, you got to give a account for that. The Holy Ghost, that it's a gift. You have received it. You have believed it. So now you got to give an account for it. While you're not walking like the Holy Ghost is a keeper. While you're not talking like the Holy Ghost is a keeper and leader, a guide and a teacher. Why you're not doing it? Why? Because guess what? Everybody don't want the Holy Ghost. they say they scared of the Holy Ghost. There's nothing to be scared of the Holy Ghost. Come on. Again, Paul asked the question right here. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? We need.